Hey everyone, and welcome back to Morning Affirmations for Emotional Balance. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to kickstart your day with a little dose of positivity and get those brainwaves buzzing. Today, we're diving into something super important, cultivating positive relationships for better mental well-being. Ever felt like your mood just shifts depending on who you're around? You know that feeling when you walk out of a conversation energized and inspired, versus leaving another feeling drained and a little bit blah? Our relationships are powerful forces in our lives, impacting everything from our happiness to our stress levels. They can be sources of incredible joy, support, and growth, or they can become major stressors if they're not healthy. Now, let's get real for a second. We all have those people in our lives. The drama queens, the chronic complainers, maybe even that one friend who always seems to suck the life out of the room. I'm talking about those relationships that feel more like a burden than a blessing. But guess what? You don't have to settle for that. Building positive, supportive relationships is a skill we can all learn and cultivate. And trust me, it's worth every ounce of effort. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Invest in quality over quantity. It's not about having a huge circle of friends, it's about nurturing those meaningful connections that truly enrich your life. Focus on building authentic bonds with people who share your values, support your goals, and lift you up. Remember, true friendships are like fine wine, they get better with age. 2. Practice active listening. This is huge. When someone is talking to you, give them your undivided attention. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really listen to what they're saying. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back on their feelings, and show genuine empathy. It's amazing how powerful simply listening can be in strengthening a connection. 3. Be the change you want to see. We all have our quirks and baggage, but striving to be the best version of ourselves is key. Practice kindness, compassion, and understanding in your interactions with others. Remember, positivity is contagious, so spread that good vibes energy. 4. Set boundaries, babe. This one is super important. Healthy relationships involve mutual respect and clear boundaries. It's okay to say no sometimes, protect your time and energy, and prioritize what matters most to you. Don't be afraid to speak up for yourself and establish those healthy limits. 5. Forgive and move forward. Let's face it, everyone makes mistakes. Holding on to grudges and resentment only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means releasing the anger and pain so you can move on with a lighter heart. Now, let me share a little something that happened to me recently that perfectly illustrates these points. I had this friend who was constantly complaining about everything, her job, her family, even the weather. It was draining being around her, and honestly, it started affecting my own mood. I realized that while I care about her deeply, this negativity wasn't serving either of us. So, I decided to set a boundary. The next time she went on one of her rants, I gently steered the conversation in a more positive direction. I shared some good things happening in my life and asked her about things she was grateful for. It felt awkward at first, but it slowly started to shift the dynamic. She actually seemed surprised that I wasn't engaging with her negativity, and over time, she began to share less of it. It's a work in progress, but by setting those boundaries and focusing on positivity, we're building a healthier relationship. Remember, cultivating positive relationships is an ongoing process. It takes effort, intention, and a willingness to grow. But the rewards are immeasurable: increased happiness, reduced stress, stronger connections, and a greater sense of belonging. So go out there and nurture those amazing bonds. As always, keep shining bright, my friends. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, stay positive, stay grounded, and keep rocking your world.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.